I was by myself all day yesterday, and that was really hard to be with yesterday. I was with me all day. And the only thing I had in my mind throughout the day was, I've got to have more, or I'm just, you know, I mean, what I've seen is so glorious, and I'm so thankful. I see on a regular basis, I see stuff happen I didn't know I'd ever see happen. You know, the resurrection that happened in that womb, the woman in England that had been to 5 doctors, consultants, all testifying that the baby is dead, we have to remove the child or you two will die, and to pray over her and have God resurrect the baby. Yay, God. She now has a living baby that has been born. That's just, it's glorious. But you know what? There's so much more that it's not even measured by the miracles. I'm thankful for those. Don't ever misunderstand me, but we quit counting a long time ago. The only thing that I try to measure things by is the presence. That's what I want the most, is just the manifested presence of the Lord. We have times where people just get healed just by being here. We had just a few weeks ago, someone walked into the healing room. We have prayer for the sick on Saturdays. We have teams here to pray for the sick. Somebody walked into the healing room on Saturday to be prayed for. She had a deaf ear, and she walked into the room, and as she stepped in the room, the ear opened up. So nobody even prayed for it. We have a higher and higher percentage of people that are getting healed and delivered just simply being in the atmosphere, in the room, in the right spot, having their situation called out, sometimes not even called out. We have, I wish I had my list of just things that we saw just in Australia, just simply mentioning diseases, and this person would stand up and get healed, and this person over here would get healed just hearing that they got healed. And I mean very dramatic things, things where they felt changes, creative kind of miracles in their body, shifts in things, tumors. A guy who struggled with cancer and some time ago, tumors reappeared, a tumor in his mouth reappeared, and just during prayer, the thing just honestly just completely disappeared, just dissolved. A woman who's living under torment, she could tell you the day she got sick, she went from a size 16 down to about size 8 in 1 year. She's just this skin and bones oppressed lady that just had a devil tormenting her, and all we had to do was break the thing off. It's like who's happy with a shiny sword? What a depressing thing to have a sword that can bring change, permanent change to people's lives, and stick it on a mantle and say, look, I'm a believer, I believe in miracles, but I have no blood on my sword. It doesn't settle with me very well. And so there's this quest for more. I've seen it. I've tasted it. I feel like I've run into the promised land, brought back a bunch of grapes saying, what did I come back for? I'll just stay there. Let them find me. There are just realms and measures of his presence where we have 2 people in 1 service sitting right over here in this section. They don't know each other. They're just there during worship. And they both come up to me at the end of the meeting, 10, 15 minutes apart. Both of them had broken their necks. They weren't paralyzed, but they had ongoing problems. Both of them, during the worship, get healed. Just because the presence came. Just that presence, that anointing that we've seen, where I've called it out even as I...